Hello and welcome back to the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Happy New Year to one and all, and thank you for tuning in at the start of another calendar year that will probably see Johnny Matthews score about 45 tries. Murphy, you're back as well?
I'm back.
Murphy's back.
2024.
How'd you spend your new year?
It was actually up in next to Nessie at Loch Ness.
Oh, very nice.
At Foyers with fellow other Warriors.
Very nice.
It was really good, thanks.
No, lovely. Week off as well for after the 1872 at Murrayfield.
Yeah, that was good as well, retaining the trophy, so can't complain.
Shame about the result, but...
Yeah, can't win them all. Can't win them all, but we were one trophy up, so we'll take it.
That's what we'll take. Just a general, we didn't really do a review of last year. Very quick fire.
Year?
Like, standout moment from the last calendar year?
Personally?
Either, personally, team, both, neither?
Jesus. I would say, personally, would be... First start for Scotland, and then returning fit from a neck injury here. Personally, that was a big step and a highlight. But as a team, I'd say the final.
Yeah, it's can't really past that, to be fair.
Yeah, shame about the result, but it's obviously a final, so we'll do one better this year.
At least one better.
Exactly.
Two competitions to go for.
Exactly.
First guest of 2024 as well. We have a returning, it's about a year since your last appearance on this. You were a guest host, as you reminded me earlier on. Ollie Smith, how are you?
I am well. Been better, but I'm still well.
I want more.
Yeah, let's get that bit out of the way first. Obviously, you are out for the long term after a knee injury against Bayonne. How are you feeling? How is the knee? How is the rehab going 3 weeks into it?
The knee feels good. I have operation on Saturday, so... The rehab pretty much starts after that.
Yep.
And then it's the long journey back. 9 months is looking at hopefully the time scale. But yeah, it's done now. So just batter into rehab and then come back stronger.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
It's a hashtag.
Oh, yeah.
That is actually, I mean, I did kind of appreciate your use of Kelly Clarkson on your.
That was it. So I said to my girlfriend, I was going to put the. Post up to say like end of season yada 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 and I was gonna add the Kelly Clarkson song to the post, but my girlfriend didn't let me, so I thought I'd reshare the post and put the song on that. I thought it was very funny, jokey, you know, haha.
Well, did I miss this?
You must
know. So I put the post up.
What's the Kelly Clarkson thing?
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So that song, great song.
The Squadcast brings you karaoke. There's our
and
new...
it's and it's, you know, it's fitting.
It
doesn't
is.
Kill me, come back stronger.
Indeed,
heavier, faster.
Yeah, that's the plan.
More
come
lean.
Back faster, fitter, stronger. All the buzzwords.
We're on a red meat.
Oh yeah,
craze just
red
now.
Meat grind.
Nice.
We focus on that diet, you know.
Fair.
Yeah.
You gonna join us?
I mean, I need no encouragement to. Suck into to steak at any point, so we're all good with that.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, don't eat enough red meat. Get lean, look cool. Summer 2024.
There you go. That's actually your return date now. Is just summer 2024. Is that's
that would be a push.
I was gonna say
it's more like autumn 2024 is the push.
Fall.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. Back on the European trail this weekend. It's not really a great segue from Ollie's injury, but it was a European game, so
it was a European
counts.
Game. Yeah.
It was sad guy.
Exeter this weekend.
Exeter this weekend it is. What about it?
Flying high in the Premiership. We're flying high-ish in the URC. I mean, we are third, I think, at the minute. So
that is pretty high.
That's pretty high. General thoughts, general preview on that game. Obviously, they're going well. We're going well. Should be a pretty decent one.
Yeah, so Ollie watched the game against Northampton that weekend. So he said...
Yes, I did watch Exeter-Northampton. It was an outstanding game.
It was a good game.
It was a very good game. But yeah, it seems like every time we play in the Champions Cup, we play Exeter.
It does seem to be that case, yeah.
Just before COVID. That's what we put Exeter then? Or was that after COVID?
Both. We played them in both of those seasons.
Yeah, no, Exeter are a very good team. They've always had a lot of outgoings since last season.
Very young.
Very young team, but it's a very good team. They look very, very good. Yeah. Line speed team. So there's a lot of opportunities there in attack. But no, to... They didn't... Northampton won in the end, didn't they?
Last minute game.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Rory Hutchinson with a try.
They took a very early lead, so we need to watch for that. Yeah.
Quick start for
Sandy
us.
Park's a hard place to go, I think.
Either of you?
I have not
played there.
Not played there.
Before my time.
was trying to do the math in my head because I remember you came the La Rochelle game here the season we played Exeter and that's
the week after we lost Exeter. Right. Yeah. So yeah, that was the start of the.
Oh, fair enough. Well, you can watch along. You can watch along on TNT Sports and ITV/STV this weekend. And if you're in the Glasgow area, come down and watch Glasgow Warriors women take on the Wolfhounds in the Celtic Challenge. There's a watch party for the men's game beforehand, and you can buy a ticket for a tenner in the main stand to come and cheer on the women as they play their first ever home game. Warriors, yes! Shall we kick off?
Let's crack on.
Warriors, yes!
Next. Okay, just a refresher for everybody who is a first-time listener in 2024. If you are, welcome, hello. In front of Murphy, we have the little scraps paper with the scenarios on them, some submitted by yours truly, some submitted by your listening colleagues, some just randomly pulled out of thin air by Molly, our communications assistant, who will kill me if I don't mention her name at this point. Murphy, you are going to pull them out and read them out. Ollie, yep. Your job is to answer them as best you can, make sure people don't drop off in listeners.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Good to go. All right. Fire in.
One warrior has been selected to run for president. Who are you hoping it is, and who do you hope it isn't?
Hope it is Richie Gray.
Oh, yeah.
Hope it isn't Jackman.
I knew you were going to say that. You forget his policies.
You forget that he was president.
let's elaborate. Richie, the reasons. I mean, they're kind of self-evident.
Yeah, but Richie's self-explanatory, I feel.
Yeah.
He's a good leader.
A wise man.
Yeah.
Good leader, dad knowledge.
He'd also probably be the tallest president in history, so we'd never have to worry about being imposed.
Yeah. Looks good in the suit.
I wonder who the tallest president in history is.
If you know this, please comment on social media.
Yeah.
Abe.
Put it down below.
Abe.
Yeah, Abe. Okay.
Well, I'm guessing Abe.
I don't know.
Should have seen the size of him. We met him. He's enormous. About 20 metres tall.
Yeah, he was tall.
Yeah. Jack. When the going gets tough for Jack, he just quits.
he quits on himself.
We had a tough experience last night, playing some video games, and he wasn't happy with Gregor because Gregor wouldn't help him when he was, he was downed in a game.
And this game was?
Fortnite.
Okay.
New craze. but he got downed, and Gregor wouldn't revive him, and then he rage quit and turned his console off.
Took a headset off.
I wasn't happy. So, yeah, when the going gets tough for Jack, I could see him just quitting out there early. Yeah.
It's probably not a great quality in a president, to be fair.
No, I think it's purely only the game, because he's an absolute grafter on the pitch, and, I doubt.
That man puts his head in some scary places.
Sorry, we're just watching trains.
It's getting a bit crazy.
Right
now, and Ross Thompson's
Go, Sheba! But, yeah, Richie Gray and Jack Mann for that one.
We should elaborate on the fact we're in a slightly different location to normal this week.
We're in the Bothy. What have you from the Bothy? If you'd like to sit in the Bothy for games, look at tickets down below.
Get your tickets at the booth.
I mean, places are still available in hospitality for the game against Toulon.
Buy your tickets against Toulon, January the
19th.
At
and you could get me and Murphy speaking at you before the game. That would be fun.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
This is already a challenge of a recording.
Next one. Make a New Year's resolution for a teammate, and how long do you reckon it would last? From Rory, our biggest fan. Thanks, Rory.
Thank you, Rory.
Have a good New Year.
Rory.
Okay. New Year's resolution. What are your standard New Year's resolutions? Let's not pick something standard. Like
the standard ones are.
Standard ones like stop drinking alcohol,
lose weight,
go to the gym more.
Yeah, like they're bog standard, and they last a month, if that.
My one last year was read 10 pages of a book.
You did that for a while.
I did that for about 4 months, and then I picked up a book that was really boring and I lost it.
So. Fiction or non-fiction?
I was into non-fiction and like autobiographies.
Yep.
And I picked up this.
Any book. Recommendations?
Guy Martin.
Oh,
okay. He's the guy with the sideburns.
Yeah. The mutton chops and side chops. He's good. Very interesting. Very peculiar character.
He's very good. I've read that one myself.
Yeah, I've got read a couple of them.
Yeah, I'm getting into my reading now.
Plenty of time for it, isn't there?
Yeah, lots of time. Yeah, self-help.
Yeah, blink twice if you need help.
I don't know. That's a tough one. New Year's resolutions.
Who would you give a resolution to?
I'm trying to think. So if someone like doesn't drive, learn to drive. That's a good resolution.
Yeah.
Tom Jordan doesn't drive. I know that. So maybe him.
Yeah.
Ben Afshaw could release some new music.
That's the resolution for
Afshaw, yeah. But okay. We were in the airport to be on, and we got delayed for a while. So Benny pulled out his laptop and was looking at his mixes. And from Jackman was rooming with him, listened to some, and apparently they're very, very good.
Okay.
We've not had a release from Ben Afshaw in a couple of years. He's been on the down low. But his old stuff is decent. Yeah, he's cooking up some sauce in the studio. So I reckon they could, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ben Afshaw release at least 2 songs in the next 6 months.
Yeah. So he said he's gone away from the actual vocals. He's gone more towards the DJ.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing as well. He's got some good stuff in there. He was releasing songs when he was still at school. So
he was. That's a
side hustle human. If I've ever heard on.
Yeah, he is.
What about yourself, Murphy? What do you reckon?
Get injured less, is that?
That's just for yourself, is this?
Yeah, for myself, yeah. That would be nice. Would be very nice.
Would be nice.
Exactly. But no, I actually haven't set myself any this year.
Yeah.
Just getting on the grind, you know.
Quite fickle, aren't they? Just
yeah.
I put too much pressure on yourself in January. Exactly. New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. January's a tough month to get through.
Yeah.
Especially in Glasgow.
Anybody that you know has already failed a New Year's resolution?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
I don't know. We're only, 9 days into it?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. So have you got one? It'd be impressive.
No, I definitely don't.
Any of the staff mentioned anything?
Not that I know about. I think there's a few people that are doing the classic go to the gym more, be better.
Our physio, Josh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's doing 75 hard. And if our listeners are not familiar with 75 hard...
We're not.
It is when you... There's a couple things. I might not hit them all. But you only drink water... You exercise twice a day, one inside, one outside for 45 minutes each time. Okay. You can't do an hour and a half and take it off. You have to do 45 minutes. 1 minute, 45 minutes.
Reading.
Reading, yeah. That's a 10 pages a day, I think, of non-fiction. And I feel like there's maybe something else.
And it's all you have to do 75
days in a row.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's pretty hard.
I feel like the rewards from that would be pretty good.
Yeah, I can see the point in that.
Yeah.
So 9 days in out of 75.
No, he's 2 days in.
He's 2 days in.
Gave himself a little leeway. Because he said that he hadn't set himself any targets, because he like runs and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he'd maybe not like signed up for a marathon or whatever. Because there's a couple of physios. We had guy Sean a couple of years ago. He ran marathons, and he was very good at marathons.
What about Michael?
Mikey Clark, he ran a marathon. Yeah, he ran a marathon. Then took 2 days off after it.
Yeah, they took a slow boat to China he was on, but that time he was on.
Yeah, he ran a marathon. That was funny, man. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Right. Mikey got showed up by Sean the next week.
Yeah, I swear it was like...
5 hours.
No. Sean. Was like two.
Yeah,
two was ridiculous. Crazy.
Mikey was like 5 hours, a poor boy.
Yeah.
Trained for about 3 months.
Yeah. But no, fair play to him.
Yeah.
Running's not my favourite thing.
You're a fullback.
Yeah, but it's like running for the sake of running. Oh.
Ah, okay.
Right. Question number 3. Whose phone is most likely to go off in a team meeting?
Have either of you had this happen to you in the past?
No, my phone's always on Do Not Disturb.
Good plan.
Ross Thompson, I know, always turns his phone off.
I don't know why, but he's belt and braces. Do Not Disturb turns his phone off. I was like...
Yeah.
I don't know how popular he thinks he is, but...
yeah. I don't know. Tom Gordon?
Yeah.
I feel like he'd do that. His phone would go off.
Shizzle, probably, because he's got like a Nokia brick and that could... I doubt that's got a muted button on it.
Yeah, Shizzle. Funny guy.
It hasn't happened recently, to be honest.
I can't think of it happening for a while.
No. Not.
No, I'm...
Even like units meetings, I haven't seen much of it in the forward units.
Matt Fagerson.
Xander just always turns up late. Because Franco's like, if a team meeting starts at 2, that means it starts at 1:57-ish.
Yeah.
And Xander just bowls in at 2 o'clock on the dot. Every single time. Yeah. I've seen the...
Liberties.
The new thing of smartwatches going off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like folk getting buzzes and... like not actually making noise, but more like
just
vibrating.
Lighting up, yeah.
Yeah, and lighting up.
Yeah, that's cool. A new thing. Technology. Can answer the phone on your watch.
Yeah.
Pay for stuff with a watch. I've seen that before.
It's dangerous.
That is dangerous.
You get conned. But yeah, no one recently. just Tom Gordon and Shiz.
Should we also narrow this down to the fact that Wilson's now no longer in the team meeting, so there's less chance of them slipping speakers into your luggage or anything?
That's so bad. Yeah, that day haunts me forever. Yeah. Seeing all these little children's face and wives and stuff stood at the terminal and I'm walking through the door.
Where was that? Was that
Glasgow Airport?
Yeah, but no. Come back from where?
South Africa.
The trip where everybody got norovirus.
The trip that went wrong, yeah. Jeez, that was tough, man.
Best holiday ever.
Yeah, because you didn't get it, did you?
Yeah.
You were one of the lucky few who didn't get it.
But yeah, sweetly topped off with a finely executed plan from Will Switch.
Yeah, outstanding.
He got thousands and thousands of views on Instagram.
Many thousands.
Fisher, the DJ, he reposted it, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, I think so. I think that was at the time I remember seeing
That's
that.
That's crazy. Fisher knows who I am. Or he reacted to it. Fisher knows who I am. No, he doesn't. Well, if you're wanting to know what we're talking about, go look at Wilson's Instagram and you'll see one of his many pranks that he pulled at Glasgow Airport.
Indeed. On that note.
Next.
Which player is first up on the dance floor on a night out?
Oh, there we go.
Depends on genre of music, I'd say.
Yeah.
I mean, you can give us anything from nightclub to ballroom if you feel like it.
Oh.
Xander.
Oh.
Post World Cup, that's the most I've ever seen a guy dance in my life.
Which sweat?
Him and Pierre Schumann. Jeepers. They were dancing a lot and it was still pretty early on in the evening. It was like 8:30 or something. And we were like at a place having some drinks and some food and stuff like that. Quite civilized sit down.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And Pierre and Xander just dad dance off and there was a lot of sweat.
Yeah.
On those two
He's
guys.
Got to be the sweatiest man alive on the dance floor.
Yeah.
It's there's no way of like tiptoeing around it. He's the sweatiest man on. I reckon he sweats more on the dance floor than he does in a game.
Once he starts as well, man, there's no stopping that man. He's just on it.
And he drops low, he does everything. His flexibility is incredible.
It is, yeah. It's impressive.
But there was a couple times do you remember on Teeb?
Yes.
In that like cave place.
Yes.
And he's got his shirt off dancing and oh my god, the sights there. Somebody came up to me, it was like, do you know that guy who looks like the Yoo-hoo, Big Sabah Blowout? And I was like, yep, I do, unfortunately. It says Xander with his shirt off, dancing on a table.
Yeah.
I've got no idea what you're on about there, but we're taking it.
That's what's that from? Is that How to Train Your Dragon or something?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I just know the sound.
Yeah, someone will know it.
Fair enough.
Looks like Xander, apparently. But
Xander's first on the dance floor with that.
First, for sure.
Xander. Yeah. Not even close, apparently. You're not even mentioning anybody else's name in this regard.
I've seen Darge do some body popping and making us.
Darge does like dancing.
He loves a wee two-step body popping.
He's not first.
No.
I wouldn't say he's not first.
Get him to a beach club in Mykonos.
It ends the show rather than gets it started.
Yeah.
Showstopper.
The showstopper.
Yeah.
But I'd say after a couple of waters, you'd see a few boys up on the dance floor.
Fair enough.
It's like a herd. What's that?
Herd mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once one goes.
Safety in numbers. Yes, I think exactly. Most other people would cover it.
If you go up with Xander, you know you're going to be a sweet because his moves are horrible.
He'd probably just make you feel awkward.
Yeah.
Because you're like a bit self-aware and he loses all that. It's good. I mean, fair play to him. Just
value for him. Yeah. Xander, well done.
Moving on.
Oh, we're just getting started. Who is most likely to cancel plans last minute?
Either of you guilty of it?
Nah.
Let's
see.
I feel like I could be sometimes. Maybe.
So how last minute is last minute? Are we
on the day is probably last minute.
Yeah.
Okay. On the day. If it's been organised for a while.
Okay.
That could be last minute. I don't know.
There hasn't been many recently in terms of the friendship group. There hasn't been many last minute cancellations. The one that strikes me is Jack. He's the only one that...
He doesn't cancel. He's just always so late. Because I live with Jack, man. And there's like times where I know he said he's going somewhere. They say like 1:30. And it's still about 20 past. And he's like just standing in the kitchen. And like, he's just like, oh yeah, it'd be 5 minutes. But it's like a 20-minute journey or something. He's just...
Yeah, timekeeping's not his specialty.
He's not good at timekeeping. Yeah. Is our Jack.
That one time I went to Partick Duck Club, and he's he was at home. We'd all come from training. We were all doing rehab in here. So realistically, we were at a push in terms of time-wise. Jack hadn't... He was doing nothing.
Yeah, he was back.
And he turns up 50 minutes late. And he lived 10 minutes away, so... Yeah, Jack's... Yeah, interesting character, Jack.
Yeah. One of the good ones.
One of the good guys. But yeah, no, there's not been many late cancellations.
No.
Trying to think of any late-minute cancellations to the Christmas social. But I think that was due to babies being born.
Fraz didn't come.
Was he down to come?
He was ill.
Oh, yeah.
The phantom illness, the day of the social.
Phantom Fraser Brown illness.
You went into your point about babies. We should say congratulations to Enrique and Steffi.
Yes,
of course.
Enrique Prieto.
Yeah. I don't want to try and pronounce her name.
I don't know.
Find some holding.
I've just been... Point. I just said...
So we've got Seba's Wakina.
Because it was like coming up to Christmas and the baby hadn't been born yet. I was saying, oh, if it's born on Christmas, call it Jesus.
Jesus.
So I just call it Jesus Prieto.
What's that translate to? Congratulations.
Congratulations.
What is congratulations in Spanish?
Felicidades. Or
Felicitas. So, Prieto.
Wee baby girl named Felicitas, which means congratulations.
Yeah. Lovely.
So, congratulations, Enrique and Steffi.
Yeah.
I was asking him all about it yesterday, and I was like, how's it going? He was like, I'm not sleeping, but I'm loving life. Like, he said he was up at 5 a.m. and it was the first time he's seen her smile. So he said he's like, I've got nothing to worry about in life at all. Yeah. He's like, I don't even care if I'm up at 5 a.m., 4 a.m. I've literally just got my little baby smiling at me for the first time. So
gives you a nice bit of perspective, that.
Yeah, that's very wholesome. That's the same as Kebble yesterday. Kebble said that since having a wee Lockie, he says nothing, you worry about nothing anymore except for obviously a wee Lockie. It's like things that you worry about in day-to-day life never
really
just mean nothing.
Yeah.
Not that I'm planning on having one on my own anytime soon. But we've got plenty of time for that. But it's good seeing everybody so happy.
It's
and
nice, yeah.
Bringing up wee families in Glasgow.
Indeed.
Actually, I said about that earlier. I was like, is she Scottish? And he was like, no, she's got an Argentinian passport.
He's made sure of that very quickly.
Yeah, he has. He's a smart boy, him.
Yeah, indeed.
One
more? Let's go.
Who? Oh! This is going to get taken by Ollie in his next few months. Who orders the most takeaways?
No, like I said at the top of the podcast, I am on a diet. The squadcast.
Yeah.
I am on a new diet plan. I'm not ordering as much.
You also said
as I used
you've
to.
Got Deliveroo at your fingertips.
Yes, I did. So my op is on Saturday.
Backtrack.
And I will hopefully be out of hospital on Saturday evening or Sunday morning, either or. My mum called the other day to offer, first of all, if I wanted to go home to the family house. I said, no, it's fine. It'll just be difficult if I need to come into training. So she then called me and said, I don't mind sleeping on the sofa for the next couple of days, which I thought was a lovely gesture. Mm-hmm. But I then felt a bit guilty for her sleeping on the sofa because it's a comfy sofa, but it's not good for you to sleep on
a sofa.
Yeah, it's still a sofa. And if she wanted to cook or clean for me, which was lovely. So I originally said to her, don't worry about it. I've got Deliveroo at my fingertips. This was before I did a big food shop and I now have a full fridge and I'm cooking nice meals. Had some salmon last night. It was absolutely
very
delightful.
Nice.
Just because I'm not running for the next few months. So I need to watch what I eat.
Yes.
Or I will put on weight very quickly.
One of us.
So I will not be delivering as much. Although I did feel like I'd spent way too much money on my food shop. But then the same day, Jack, to throw his name in the hat again.
He's not coming out of this podcast.
Bye, Jack. Bye.
He ordered breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's a bit too far.
Well, to make it matters even worse, he ordered from a cafe that is pretty much across the street from the flat.
Urban.
Yeah. I didn't want to disclose where my flat was.
That's so bad.
Right across the road. And it still took an hour to come. And he did say that the delivery driver was giving him a judgy look, which I thought was completely fair enough.
That
then puts it in perspective because, you know, takeaways every day are not cheap, especially on delivery. So I probably will get the odd meal if I'm feeling sorry for myself.
We treat.
Yeah.
I know who was massive for it, which would take everyone by surprise, but Darge.
Oh, yeah?
Darge does like a takeaway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I couldn't believe, like, for a man of that stature and the amount of takeaways he eats, his go-to, I'm allowed to say, brands and stuff?
Probably.
Okay, it was a 4+1, guys. That was his. Yeah. That was
there are other brands available.
Yep. That was his big one.
Yeah.
Like, religiously for ages.
It's good, though.
And then
it's good, though.
It does slap. But rather expensive. But the quality is expensive,
but it's good, yeah.
And yeah, pizzas, it's genuinely endless. I wouldn't want to calculate how much he spent, especially last season.
Because sometimes it's just like day of training, it's dark, you're so tired.
It does feel like this time of year would be the time that you'd fall into that.
You just feel a bit like, oh, I can't be bothered cooking.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, you're maybe on the sofa, like don't want to get up. It's so easy. It's way too easy.
Jeebus Brown.
Yeah, Gregor does like a takeaway.
He does, but he's made... That was actually... I should have said that for the old question, the resolution question. His resolution this year is to cook at least, I think, 4 meals a week.
See, like he can do evening meals. Say that, but his brother cooks. And his girlfriend, but his brother's girlfriend.
I think he said that he wants to do that actual cooking part.
Yeah.
That's his resolution.
Yeah.
But he was terrible for ordering and probably going out for food, but...
It's just so, it's like, it's quite civilized to say finish a week of training, especially when you're doing rehab, finish on a Friday, just go for some lunch.
I feel like that's acceptable.
I think that's acceptable.
Whereas like
reward yourself.
Whereas like a Monday, Tuesday night, and then on Thursday night, you're like,
Tuesday night's a hard one though, Wednesday day. You're like, oh, I can lie in tomorrow, get a takeaway.
But yeah, I'm hands down putting Darge down for that for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's other culprits.
Yeah, I'd say... Similarly, like, Jack does order quite a bit, but he's the same as Darge. The makeup of that man is crazy.
Yeah.
He's a huge...
Maybe we're doing something wrong.
Yeah, maybe we are. He's a huge human being.
My chicken
but
gnocchi.
I know what he, like, eats when he cooks, and it's strictly proteins.
Is it not just, like, burgers?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't cook chicken. He gave himself a gut infection.
What's turkey burger? What is it, the burgers he...
Venison.
Venison burgers.
Loves venison burgers. So much so that was in my food shop.
Oh, there you go.
I got good some venison night. Burgers, yeah. Venison burgers, like, he does eat chicken, but it's like the breaded stuff that's already cooked.
He's a child.
It's because he
chicken nuggets.
Yeah, then. Just before COVID, he said he was ill for like 8 weeks because he cooked himself chicken. But that's a very Jack thing to do.
Yeah, I was going to say, that seems like a chef.
It freaks him out, Now, uncooked chicken does freak him out a little bit.
Fair enough. Well, there you go.
Nice.
On that bombshell. That is the end of the first episode of Squadcast in 2024. Ollie, thank you very much for sticking around and joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure being on.
Always a pleasure having you. Murphy, as always.
As always. Always a pleasure. Ladies and gents.
And we will be back next week, ladies and gentlemen, before our game against Toulon here at Scotstoun, Friday the 19th of January. Kickoff 8 p.m. Buy your tickets, GlasgowWarriors.org. In the meantime, get behind the women's team on Saturday as they take on the Wolfhounds here at Scotstoun. Tickets still available again at GlasgowWarriors.
Come on, the Warriors.
Make yourselves known, make yourselves heard, and we will see you again next week. In the meantime, he's been Ollie Smith, he's been Murphy Walker, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.
Bye.